Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Welcome back to Cape Town, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren. Good, good to be here.
So it's been quite a while since we featured an appliance repair case on Consumer Watch, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. So listeners who've been tuned into Consumer Watch for a while, we started in 2004, we'll remember the infamous Gumtree gang.
I remember.
They were the dodgiest of the lot, and I exposed them relentlessly in print and on radio for years.
You were fearless. It was a fabulous case.
Todd Branch picked up on it, remember?
Yes.
And there was anyway.
And Debbie was running down the street as the people were trying to escape.
Yeah. Good memory, yes, exactly. So I haven't had a complaint about them for ages. So either they cleaned up the act, doubtful, or they closed up shop.
Yeah.
So today's case involves a couple, an elderly couple who asked me to please just refer to them as the Sings.
Okay.
They live in a flat on Durban's Berea. So they noticed a sensor light on their 19-year-old or 2000 model, Defy upright freezer. So they went looking for help. They returned to their local community newspaper, found a number for a company calling itself AAA Repairs, as a lot of them do, so that they're at the top of any list.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the call. A technician, Julie, arrived at the flat and said that those lights, the sensors, had to be replaced at a cost of 1,200 rand. The couple later found a local spares shop sells them for 200 rand each. But anyway, that was done. They paid their 1,200 rand, but a few days later, the freezer wasn't freezing its contents properly, so they called back AAA, so-called AAA Repairs, which uses the name on the invoice of Cooltech of Moore Road. And that time, the technician told them that they needed a new PC board, cost 1,700 rand.
Mm.
They paid up. Another few days later, the freezer still wasn't working properly. That's after a total spend of
almost 2,000 rand. Yeah.
So at that point, and that was the 17th of Jan, Cooltech took the freezer to its workshop. It had been there for more than 3 weeks, despite the pleas of the couple and a close friend of theirs, their godchild, in fact, for its return. And it was at that point that I was asked to intervene because they felt they weren't getting anywhere and they were being treated quite rudely, they say. So I made a call to the company, the number on the invoice. That was the 6th of Feb. I spoke to a woman who gave her name only as Christine. She answered the phone. And within 3 hours of that happening, the fridge was returned. It appeared to be working, but I wanted an independent third party to check out what had been done. Mm. Sort of going back to many years of dealing with appliance stories.
Yeah.
So a Durban appliance repairer with more than a couple of decades experience, who comes highly recommended by many sources, kindly agreed to do the inspection free of charge. As he's got more work than he can handle, he asked not to be named, which I thought was fantastic. He doesn't want anything out of this for himself.
That's nice, yeah.
So here's what he found. He gave me a full report. The two replacement sensors weren't compatible with the plugs in the freezer, so much so that one sensor had disconnected completely. And the internal fan, for some reason, had been bypassed, so no longer deactivates when the door is opened as it's supposed to.
Oh.
But the biggest problem, that's quite technical, but this next thing we can all get our heads around. The original PC board had been removed and was left with the Sings, as the Consumer Protection Act requires. So here's the thing that I didn't realize. All the PC boards are dated, right, by the manufacturer. So the one which the Cooltech technician removed was dated 2000. That was the original one. And the one that they replaced it with was dated the 30th of May, 2001.
So 17 years old.
Yes.
And they were charged 1,700 rand for a 17-year-old board.
Symmetry there, yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's how they got the number.
Can you believe
17
it?
Years yeah. times by 100.
Okay,
170.
A new one does cost around that, fitted. So,
okay.
Yeah, okay. So the technician said, this is my guy that I've sent in. He said that given the mechanical issues, the freezer would break down fairly soon. Admittedly, that was more than 2 weeks ago, and it's still working for now. But the Sings paid almost 3,000 rand for a 17-year-old part, a fan that shouldn't have been bypassed, and two 200 rand sensors badly installed. Okay, so when I put that all to Christine, she didn't deny the fact that the PC board was very old. The date mark on it made that a bit pointless for her to try that one. But she argued that it was a working part, and she was totally unapologetic about not revealing it was an old part and for charging the price of a new part.
Mm.
The sensors have been discontinued, she said, so the technician had to make a plan. Our technician said the solution was to buy new plugs that were compatible with those current sensors so that all worked the way it was supposed to without trying to do a fix. Mm-hmm. Asked about a refund, which is really what we're leading to, so that the things can then get the job done properly. Mm-hmm. Christine said that if the fridge wasn't working 2 months from now, they'd refund half of what they had been paid. Not an appropriate response in my view, so I've urged the Sings to lodge a complaint with the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services, and they intend to do so.
All right, so what advice is this? What advice do we have for the rest of us?
Okay, the CPA states that repairers must give any parts removed from an appliance or car or whatever, anything that's been repaired, to the consumer, and it must be in a clean container, so you don't have to grab some oily piece or whatever. Yeah. So always make sure that happens, number one. Number two, when you need a repairer, this is the most important thing, ask for recommendations. Don't just go and look for an advert online or in your local community newspaper. Most of us these days are on some kind of WhatsApp group, many of us on many of them, with our neighbors, our school community, our friends. Ask them, put a text out on that. Ask them who they recommend. Just yesterday, somebody on my neighborhood group asked someone to recommend a good plumber. So word of mouth has never been easier. We need to use our networks, especially with this kind of thing. So let's use them.
And especially considering that, as we had our budget specialist in a little bit earlier, South Africans are going to have to exercise austerity measures. We're not going to be able to buy new appliances. We're going to have to maybe service the ones that we have for about 2 or 3 years.
If we're going to spend nearly 3,000 rand repairing our existing appliances, let's rather not waste that money, get the job
done properly.
Excellent
advice there. Word of mouth is the best way to get advertising for these things. And Wendy will have this up on our blog just after 9. It's on ecr.co.za. Look for Consumer Watch. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.